Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Not much. How you doing?
Well, good to talk to you, man. We've got Jackie Broyles and we've got Dunlap on the line with us. Red State Update, the CD, out in stores this past week. How's it doing? Have you guys been able to track that?
We haven't heard any official numbers yet. I figure we're up to about 50, 55 million at this point.
Awesome. Phenomenal.
Yeah, Batman numbers, you know, and neither one of us are dead, so we did this all on our own.
There you go. All right, so tell us, about, for the people, our listeners are not familiar with Red State Update, what is it all about?
Well, yeah, me and Jackie live here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Jackie runs a small store here, Jackie's Market, where you can steal beer out of the coolers.
Hey.
What I do. And we would sit around, you know, get drunk and just talk about all the stuff that's wrong with the world and how to fix it. And then we figured, well, why are we doing all this? There's so much money to be made on the Internet. So we started putting it up on there, and there ain't any money to be made on the Internet. We found that out.
Come on. It's been great for publicity, for at least for getting the word out about the CD, hasn't it?
Yeah, the CD, it helps that. You know, and I'm figuring we've outsold the Eagles' Greatest Hits first week, so I think it was all worth it.
Well, now, how many views have you guys had on YouTube and MySpace?
On YouTube we're over 10 million. I think we're, all in all, we're up close to 13 million, or we may have passed it now.
There's a lot of people with free time on hand to tell you that much.
Well, now, Jackie, for you, I mean, this is, you're coming from, you know, a guy who, you know, runs a store. You just kind of laid back. I mean, getting into this newfangled tech, did it kind of throw you for a loop?
Hell, I don't know how to work a computer. I don't know nothing about it. When we first got started, some boys from the college here, old MTSU college, come here and showed us how to do it. I still don't know how to get on a computer.
I started getting into the Internet, what was it, around 98, 99, when they revoked my membership to the adult room at Video Paradise. So that worked out.
You found that going online was the ultimate solution.
Oh, man, it's the best thing in the world. It really has replaced the adult room at Video Paradise for a lot of people, not just me.
Yeah.
You know, Jackie, I show him pictures of, like, videos of dogs. Seem like he's singing on YouTube.
I like that. Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
people getting the head in the groin. He likes that. That's about where we're somewhere between a singing dog and people getting hit in the groin.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, guys, that, you know, Tennessee is really the birthplace of the Internet. I mean, this is where it all began.
Of course. You know, Mr. Al Gore.
Oh, hell.
You know, there was a big story in Tennessee. His electric bill come out this year is even higher than it was last year, you know, and everybody's making fun of him for that. But, you know, come to find out, he did put that tanning bed in for Tipper. That pulls down a lot of juice.
Well, you know he ain't getting in that thing.
And unless he got a reverse switch, extra pasty.
Suck a tan right out of it.
But, no, I think, I know you had the tech show there, supposedly, that's his office, too. So a couple of interns doing PowerPoint slides of sick penguins, that probably ups the wattage a little.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to the Red State Update guys, Jackie Broyles and Dunlap. Tell us about the CD. What can we expect from it?
The CD is a lot of us just kind of cutting up, carrying on, and horsing around.
There's a lot of good music on there, too. I like to sing a little bit. I used to sing in a choir every Sunday. Of course, that was back when you could smoke in church. And but, yeah, I want to do like a country album, sing good old country songs like George Jones, Chris Gaines, yeah.
Yeah, and everything we do is a little political. There's some songs on there. I sing a song called Iraq, I Don't Want to Go, which is a tribute to our fighting men and women, keeping the world safe from people like me who are terrified to pitch in.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jackie had a store song called Get the Hell Out of My Store, Hippie.
Yeah.
Which is sort of a warning to everybody.
Talk about the political process this year. You guys have been on CNN. Has it helped the cause?
You know, we've been on the mainstream media. I think we was on we weren't guests, but they showed a clip of ours on MSNBC yesterday. I'm sure that's the kind of, as soon as Oberman gets into the studios, he's like, get that off. Get it off. Only when he says it, it's like, takes 20 minutes and he gets real indignant.
Well, have you know, has news become so more opinionated? Because I watched Oberman last night. The first 5 minutes, and I was like, wow, okay, is he a news guy or is he a talk show guy? I don't get it.
First off, I'm sorry you had to sit through 5 minutes of Oberman.
Thank you.
You know, it's all personality driven. I mean, you got your Anderson Cooper, AC 360. You know, you got Oberman, you got Bill O'Reilly, you know, all these, Stephanopoulos on ABC in the morning, all those people that you tune in to see their personalities. So if they can do it in the mainstream media, then why can't a couple old boys from Tennessee do it on the internet?
Absolutely. Now, are you guys getting hits nationally or internationally? I mean, are you seeing visitors to your website coming from, say, Germany, England, Egypt?
We was on the cover of some newspaper over in Belgium.
Yeah, this big story about the Belgians buying Budweiser, you know, our table here when we do our videos is usually covered up with a lot of Budweiser cans.
Well, it used to be anyway.
And so I guess they was looking for the face of America to put on that article. And, of course, they turned to me and Jackie. Didn't mention us in the article, but that was our picks. That's how they represented average Americans upset about losing Budweiser to the Belgians.
Oh, wow.
And then they did so we did a thing on that. And they did a story on us doing a story on them. It makes my head hurt when I try to.
It's confusing. You think the foreigners like us as much as they like Obama?
Well, yeah, they got Obama mania over there in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Got a lot of diseases over there. Mad cow disease, bird flu, being French.
Yeah, we did a thing on France where we were really giving them down the road. We heard from a lot of people trying to talk English and insult us, but it was just kind of funny. It's like Yakov Smirnoff trying to give us down the road.
Do you think you tap into kind of how real America feels, how real America thinks?
I think that one of our biggest videos, we got nearly 500,000 hits on this one, was on when Hillary was still in the race, and we were just begging the Democrats to pick one.
Yeah.
And then we give McCain down the road, too. And then I think a lot of people are just as disgusted and cynical as we are.
Yeah.
It's usually the ones where we throw up our hands and say, I can't believe we got this far with these people, are the ones that get the biggest hits.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, all right, let's talk a little bit about technology without getting too techie here. I mean,
okay, I'll do my best. I remember those ColecoVisions.
Coleco, what are you talking about?
That's what the computer's like at, the ColecoVision.
Video games, yeah.
We all pitched in, got my nephew one of them for Christmas years back.
That was 30 years ago, Jackie. Kids today need to know how to use a computer, because if they don't, how are they going to, you know?
Well, McCain's running for president. He don't know how to use a computer.
That's true. He ain't setting a good example. I mean, of course, a lot of that's the liberal media, you know, trying to make him look like a doddering old fool because he don't know how to work an internet.
Well, I don't know how to work an internet. I don't.
You're not helping his cause, Jackie.
I don't know what a president needs to use a computer for in the first place.
To read our emails. Am I right, Andy? They didn't pass FISA.
That would be right.
You get in there and go, what do I do? Hit tab? Tab it? At least Jackie knows a little bit more about a computer. He's gotten on there and responded to some of the, you know, 60-year-old widow women that they've taken a liking to him on there.
Oh, good Lord.
All right, with the CD out now in stores, are you guys going to keep doing the videos for YouTube and MySpace and your website?
We laid down a challenge. Talking about kids and the internet, we laid down a challenge to Miley Cyrus that if we don't outsell her first week, whoever gets outsold is going to have to retire from show business. Now, she has neither accepted nor acknowledged that challenge, but yeah, I hope it don't come to that, but I'm thinking our first week numbers are going to be pretty strong. But yeah, we don't want to cut off. You know, I got this one chance to talk to America. You know, is it that or I'm going to be sitting down saying these same things to the people at the bar, Gentleman Jim's 2 here in Murfreesboro? So if I ain't got the internet, I'm just going to be in the bars a lot more.
Awesome. Well, listen, we hope it continues to succeed for you guys. Red State Update, the CD is
How Freedom Sounds.
How Freedom Sounds, and that's in stores now. Guys, thanks for coming on the show.
No problem.
It was a pleasure.
Kids, learn your computers.